If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islami dini wal-Azam ghayru dini Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Okay, Sheikh Javid, since we are talking about the rules about prayer according to Ayatollah Khamenei, and let me start off this episode with this question. And we all know that one of the conditions for the prayer to be valid, in fact, it's the place where you offer your prayer on, and it needs to be permissible, clean, mubah, and not usurped, all right? So if it happens to be like, for example, the first question that I would like to ask you is that if you use a praying mat, which is illegally obtained, what happens to the prayer? Does it make the prayer void? Yeah. And if you happen to have, you know, have to offer your prayer on a usurped even property, what yes. can you do? Imagine that, for example, the sun is setting and then you have to offer your prayer somewhere and then it happens to be like usurped place where you have to offer your prayer. And this is my second question.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, not every place is usurped. You know, it's difficult to say that wherever you go, you will not find a place where you may not be allowed to pray. Mm-hmm. So you can look for a place where you are allowed to pray, and the place is allowable or mubah according to the legal terminology. Mm-hmm. Yes, you just said that that the prayer mat is illegally obtained and mm-hmm. it's usurped. Of course, it doesn't make any difference whether you stand on the floor or on a carpet. If the carpet is, you see, it's usurped, it is ghasbi, or it is, you know, illegally obtained, it's not permissible to offer your prayers on it. So a prayer will not be valid on an illegally obtained or purchased prayer mat. Anything, it could be a carpet, it could be a prayer mat, or anything like that.
Mm-hmm, I see. Okay, thank you for that answer. And the next question would be about the jurisprudential status of, let's say a prayer mat where there are lots of holy names printed on it, like Allah's name or the Imam's name or the saint's name or whatever, you know. And does that make your prayer, in fact, valid, or does it harm the prayer that you offer?
Well, it depends on where you stand. If you are going to stand on the name of Allah and on the names of the noble figures like the Holy Prophet, peace mm-hmm. be upon him,
yes.
it is absolutely forbidden because it amounts to disrespect. It amounts to kind of disregard to Allah and also to the Holy Prophet and the Imams. So it's very much important to be careful not to stand on the names of those on holy names, mm-hmm. Generally speaking.
Yes.
Now we do know that there are some prayer mats with Allah's name or with the names of the Prophet and Imams drawn or printed on it. So we have to be very much careful not to stand on their names. But if we are to stand, if we stand on these names, of course, it does amount to disrespect and it's not permissible. So if you stand according to Supreme Leader, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, of course, your prayer is void. And this is a clear-cut fatwa. There is no precaution. It is the Ayatollah says that it is haram to stand on Allah's name because it is disrespectful.
Yes.
And so your prayer is definitely affected.
Mm-hmm.
And the same is the case with the names of the Prophet and Imams.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the Library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Al-Ali al-Azim, Subhanallah.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with Muhammad Jawad hosting this program and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker at the studio. We are talking about the rules about prayer according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Just before the break, I asked you a question regarding the Islamic law about standing on a prayer mat on which some of the holy figures' names have been printed, such as Allah's name or the Prophet names or the Imams. But what about the muhr, the piece of, in fact, soil that, you know, Shias usually carry with them because it is clean, you know, and then they offer the prayer by having their forehead, in fact, laid on it, and then they offer the prayer usually in prostration on that muhr. And it happens to be like some of the, again, names printed on it. Does it have the same jurisprudential status as the prayer mat, or it's something different?
Yeah, it is different because the name embossed on the turba or ingrained in on the stone or the turba, you are not going to stand on the turba. You are going to place your forehead on the turba, and of course you are not going to put your head on that surface or on that side of the turba which bears the God's name or the names of the Prophet. Even though it's not forbidden, it's still permissible to do sajda on that.
Is that even reprehensible?
It's not reprehensible either, you know. It's still permissible, but it is, you know, better according to the religious authorities to do sajda on the smooth surface of the turba.
So why do they in fact print such things on the muhr?
You know, the reason is unclear. No one suggests or says that you have to do it. Adding God's name or that of the names of the Prophet and Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam does not, has not been recommended to be added to the turba.
Yes, of this course. Is one of the wrong cultures, probably.
Yeah. Nowhere are you able to find any text or any riwayah which would suggest you or call you to do this.
I see.
But people, you know, out of their own, you know, like and dislike or mood,
I see,
choose to add these names.
Okay. How about the Islamic law about praying or offering your prayer in front of the Imam's shrines or the shrine of the Holy Prophet?
Well, Ayatollah Khamenei, may Allah grant him long life, says that it is not permissible to offer your prayers with the grave of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, or the grave of an imam behind you. This is the fatwa you can find in his book, The Manual of Islamic Laws. So if it is in front of you or you are standing by there, at the side of the grave, there is no objection. But if you pray with the Holy Prophet's grave behind you, immediately with no barrier, no wall, no chamber, and the grave is behind you, so it's not permissible according to Ayatollah Khamenei. Of course, the prayer is void because it's a kind of disrespect. Yeah, it amounts to disrespect. So you have to be careful not to stand with your back behind, with your back towards the grave of the Holy Prophet.
What if somebody makes a barrier?
If there is a barrier, like for example, a curtain is there or a wall is there, which prevents seeing.
I've seen some people putting a chair, for example, behind them as a kind of barrier. Does that make a barrier?
Yeah, you have to look at the... This is a matter of common sense, you know. You should see whether in common view, it's still considered disrespect or disrespectful or not.
Right.
You know, if in common view, if in the eye of custom, it is still considered to be disrespectful, of course, it's not permissible.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid, for your contribution to the program Islamic Laws with me and the rest of the crew here on the program Islamic Law on IRIB English Radio. We say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Keep us in your du'as and prayers. لا إله إلا هو غفار جميل
تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت الظاهر والباطن